Here we are standing before cannons mounted on a rotating platform. This machine, which already existed when Leonardo worked on perfecting it, was designed to accelerate the rapidity of firing. Once the first row has fired off its rounds, the second row is brought into position and fired in turn. To begin this tour of the grand stables, go and stand outside the entrance. Welcome to the grand stables. During your visit, you'll discover the history of their construction, their use, and the men who worked here. In the 18th century, all princely residences had stables in keeping with their prestige. At Chantilly, they were even larger than the chateau itself. It was the painter Eugène Boudin who introduced the young Monet to open-air painting from nature. Boudin took Monet with him when setting out to discover the region's charms, and Monet would never tire of them. These two small-scale works depicting fishing boats in the harbour at Honfleur were preparatory sketches for his view of the port of Honfleur, which was rejected for the Salon of 1867. Although the loss of the painting during the Second World War deprives us of the possibility of a comparison, it's interesting to note the reception he had the following year at Le Havre. That year's maritime exhibition had a painting section in which Manet, Courbet and Boudin were all equally successful.